We're going to try to share and develop an idea about Hanukkah. I want to, it's based on Torah of the Gra, and it's based on Torah of one of the, I would say, leading, I don't know, teachers of the Gra, but Moshe Shapira, who was one of the great Bali Machshava, passed away a couple years ago, was one of the great, I would say, teachers of Torah, influenced in many ways by the Gra. I want to say over a little bit of a mahalach that comes from him. We'll be mosif a little bit here and there, but a lot of the mahalach really comes from that world. I'm also going to say, by way of introduction, it is not a style of Torah that I frequently encounter or learn, and certainly that I teach. It's a little bit of like a mahalach that's going to take kemat the entire time, as opposed to like a question and a couple of different mahalachim or things like that. It's going to be one sort of a mahalach. It's a mahalach which is a particular kind of Torah that it's good to get exposed to because the Gra most certainly did it. The Gra was unique, as we referenced in the past, that he had this unique capacity in the world of Peshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod to be able to work off of different areas and different styles of learning. His limud in Halacha and Gemara at times could be very Peshat focused. We know he was a great Kabbalist, but he also, in the world of Drush and Remez, certainly said a lot. And in that sense, we're going to try to develop a particular idea. I ask you to try your best to stay with me. I definitely try to organize it in a way that I think can more or less work. And it really, in many ways, requires a close attention to the words that are used and the letters that are used. The world of Rosh Tevos and Sofei Tevos, and coupled with Pshuto Shel Mikra, there's a lot of different ideas that are going to be here. I'm dividing it up into more or less four steps. I'll try to do so again in an organized way. My hunch it'll be hit or miss, and that some, you know, it may resonate more with than some others. Probably not supposed to say that in the beginning of a shiur, but we'll give it our best shot and we'll see how it goes. Point number one: the Hanukkah miracle, both the miracle itself and the manner in which we celebrate it, is very much centered around light. The miracle, the one that Chazal, at least in certain places, emphasized, is the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. The Pach HaShemen that lasted for 8 days. And the manner in which we celebrate the miracle is through Hadlakas Neros. Hadlakas Neros is done, obviously, lighting it. And the Pasuk in Iyov even indicates that the Hallel in general, somehow also relates to, in the Pasuk in Iyov, in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Gimel, Behilo Nero Alai Roshi, Behilo Nero, there's some link between Hallel and a revelation of light, that somehow, when a person says Hallel, they're bringing more light on some level into the world. They're shining a light on that which is good. They're expressing and highlighting that which is wonderful. So Hanukkah seems to be, on one level, focused on light, and the way we, both in terms of the miracle and the way we celebrate it. And the question is going to be, why is that so, and is that significant? That is part number one. That is a primary question that we are trying to deal with. In order to answer this question, what we're going to do is to try to understand the significance of Or in general, the power of light, the role that light plays, not only in terms of the menorah, but the role that light plays and what it represents in terms of human beings, in terms of ourselves. So let's go as follows. Step number two. Or, light is very much associated in Chumash and in Torah with Tov, with that which is good. Light is good, and dark is that which is bad. As the Torah says, "Vayomer Elokim yihi or, vayihi or, vayar Elokim esa or ki tov." God saw the light, and he saw the light was good. As the Gemara Baba Kama points out in Daf Nun Hey, this is the first time in Chumash that the letter tes is used. It's also, as many are aware of, a phenomenon, a yesod in Machshava, often associated with Reb Tzadok, that the first time that an idea appears in Chumash is considered to be like the headquarters. It's considered to be incredibly important the first time an idea is expressed in Chumash, which means the first thing in Chumash, which is called Tov, is light. So light is not only the base of the Hanukkah miracle, but is the first thing in Chumash, which is referred to as Tov, the first thing which is considered to be good. This connection between Tov, between good and light, appears in a very fascinating place. There are many mitzvos that we prepare. Usually, if I prepare a mitzvah, we call that a hechsher mitzvah. I prepare a particular mitzvah. However, when it comes to the menorah, that which provides light, there is a fascinating word that Chumash uses in Parshas Truma in defining what in Parsha Tzava, in defining what is considered to be preparation of the menorah, v'hikdir alav Aaron k'tores samim baboker, behetivo es haneros yaktirena. We call getting the menorah ready, it's called in halacha even, hatavas haneros. The tov appears in a very odd way. Hatavas haneros. Rashi says, what's hatavas haneros? It's the lashon is nikoi habezichin, it's cleaning out the menorah and getting it ready. Hayamativan b'chol boker u'boker. The Ibn Ezra says it's hativo, l'sakin hapsilim achiyeh or haner, tov. So for some reason we find light is associated with tov. It's the first time tov appears in Chumash is in the context of or. And not only that, the preparation of the menorah, that which provides this light, is called v'hetivo. It's called tov. We find this also in the pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk in Koheles says, umasok ha'or, the light is sweet, v'tov le'enayim. And light is good for the eyes. And light is good for the eyes. So step one of the Mahalach, step one, we have a question. Why is Chanukah all focused on or? Why is the miracle about or? Why is the way we celebrate that miracle based on or? And number two, in understanding the nature of or, one thing we seem to see from a variety of Mekoros is that or is linked to the world Tov. To the word Tov, which means that on some level, the ultimate good in this world is light. There's something about light which is fantastic, which is the ultimate good. Clarity is a whole thus far? One, two. Step number three is, why is or good? Why is or good? So here we find something fascinating. There is a link, a very strong and powerful link. The Netziv elaborates on this in many places, in a bunch of his svarim. The Netziv points out, as do many others, there's an association between or and Torah, between light and Torah, and between candles and Torah. Kiner mitzvah, v'Torah or, the Pasuk says, in Mishle. Torah is associated with light. Torah is also, ki lekach tov nasati lachem, Torah siyal. There's something about or which is connected to Torah. Additionally, the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rav Huna, haragil b'ner, if you are used to, you light the candle, you're connected to the world of candles, havyan le banim tamidei chachamim. That if you're ragil b'ner, so then you will be able to have children who are tamidei chachamim. What is the ner we're talking about? So it sounds like any candle. Rabbi Chananel writes, the ner is ner Chanukah. So somehow, there continues to be this link between ner, light, and Torah. In fact, in a Gemara in Nida, there's a fascinating line that's, I think, somewhat underappreciated. When the Gemara in Nida on Laman Amid Beis describes how the fetus studies Torah in the womb of the mother, the ultimate Talmud Torah experience, the Gemara says, "Lema havla dome b'me'e imo." What is the fetus like in b'me'e imo? So it describes certain things, and one of the things that the Gemara describes, which is present in the context of that womb, is v'ner dalek lo al roso v'tzofa umabit misofa olam v'atzofa. That in the context of that womb, of that rigorous Talmud Torah taking place, there is or that is present. Step three. Step four is where it gets a little bit fancier. We've seen the following thus far. Let's keep it a little bit simple. Chanukah is very much connected to or, light on Chanukah. Light is defined as good. It's the ultimate good, always associated with that. And Torah is both kiner mitzvah v'torah or, and Torah is also tov kilakach tov nasati lachem. Okay. Now, what does this mean, and why is this so, and what is what light really is, and how is it relevant to Chanukah, and why is it relevant to people? So we'll develop an idea that comes from Rav Moshe Shapira. Again, maybe it's quoted in a lot of different places in Sfarim that we write this Torah. But I hope we're saying it at least primarily in the way that he did. Again, maybe a little bit here or there will shift. But the following idea. Has it all come together, and what does it mean? A yesod in machshava. A yesod in machshava. Again, this is your style. We're going there. Everyone's created. We have a physical body, and we have a spiritual self. We have a guf, and we also have a spiritual self. The same way that our guf is comprised of different parts of our guf, so the spiritual part, what we sometimes call the neshama, in fact, has different components to it. As an example, there's a neshama, what's called a ruach, and what's called a nefesh. We sometimes use many of those words interchangeably, but in the world of, let's say, Kabbalah, or in the world of Machshava, those ideas reflect different parts of our spiritual existence. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Nefesh is the lowest part of the spiritual existence. Nefesh is called at times, I think even in Zohar, as what's called Shutfa Degufa. Shutfa Degufa. The Gura quotes this in Yaderes Eliyahu, his Perish and Sefer Dvarim. He has this idea. Shutfa Degufa means that the Nefesh is of all, it is the point that is the lowest spiritual, that's the link between the Guf and the spiritual part. Meaning, the spiritual side of me has to meet the physical side of me. The spiritual side, which is all holy and all good, and the guf, which is all physical, there has to be something which links it, and that's the nefesh. That's the nefesh is what links it. In many ways, then, nefesh is that which determines, and the goal of tapping into your nefesh is about uplifting your guf and making it more spiritual. Uplifting the physical and making it more spiritual. How do you do that? So there is a pasuk in Mishle, in Perek Yates, pasuk Beis. Gam below das, nefesh lo tov. Without das, your nefesh won't be good. What does that mean, without das, your nefesh won't be good? Again, hope this style works. You ready? The word das in Chumash often means chibor. That's intimacy, is referred to as vayeda ad. That there's an intimacy. Das is about a connection of things. That's why physical intimacy between husband and wife is referred to in Chumash sometimes as das. Das, so gam below das, nefesh lo tov. What does that mean? The goal of a nefesh is to bring a connection between that which is physical and that which is spiritual. Below das, without the ability to connect, the nefesh, the pasuk says, is lo tov. The nefesh is not good if you are lacking das. Das is what allows us to make the nefesh wonderful. Because if the nefesh is used well, it is a chibor, a connection between physical and spiritual. But without das, the nefesh is just floating there in between. It's not being channeled for the way that it is supposed to be channeled. Ready? The Gra points out. The same way that Or relates to Tov, so does Nefesh. Nefesh and one kind of gematria called Atbash. Aleph corresponds to Tav, Beis, to Shin. So if you pull the Atbash, so Nefesh and Tov are the same in Atbash. Okay. What is the ultimate das? What makes your nefesh really valuable? What's the ultimate way to merge your physical and your spiritual? The ultimate way to do that is through Torah. Torah is the ultimate way that a person can take that which would be physical and be able to elevate it into something that would be significantly more spiritual. Okay. We're going to keep on going. It'll all come together. Again, requires a little bit of of this going on. There is a Rosh Tevos that comes from the Gra also. Again, we're learning the Gra this year. This is an element of the kind of Torah that the Gra has. Nefesh, you ready? It's going to come together, and it's not bad. Nefesh is Rosh Tevos
for Ner, Psila, Shemen.
The three parts of a candle. Ner is the kli, the vessel which holds it. Shemen is the oil. Psila is the wick on top.
So Nefesh is Rosh Tevos
for Ner, Psila, and Shemen. Which means as follows. Again, it's cool to be able to even go there. Which means, like this. Let's try and develop the idea. Okay. Every person has a particular kind of existence. We are physical, and we are spiritual, and our job in many ways in this world is to unite and elevate the physical to make it more spiritual. In that sense, says the Gra, Nefesh is Rosh Tevos, Ner, Psila, and Shemen, because there's something about candles which represents mankind's Nefesh. There's something about the way candles work which is very much associated with the way that man is supposed to work. That's the Rosh Tevos. I can learn from Ner, Psila, and Shemen what a Nefesh is all about. What's a Nefesh all about? So how does a candle work?
Candle has a vessel. It has a nair. It has the vessel. That's like, in many ways, a physical body. What is shemen? What is shemen?
So in the world of machshava, this is an idea which is kimat in the Gemara Menachos. It's in a Gemara, I think, even in Baba Basra. Shemen and the menorah is associated with Torah. That's why the Gemara says, what direction do I daven in if I want Chachma? I wrote to Sheyachim, Yadrim. Why am I davening to the south? Because the menorah is in the south. The menorah is in the south. That different kelim in the mikdash represent different ideas. And many Bali Machshava point out, the menorah somehow relates to Chachma. Parentheses, that's a huge yisod about Chanukah in Bali Machshava. That's why Yavin wanted to be Timu Kol Hashmanim. They wanted to attack Shemen, because Shemen represents, that's why Shemen has to be also Shemen Zayazach. It should be pure. It's a pure Torah. They wanted to contaminate it. The response to their contaminating Torah is us being able to find that which is Tahor. What is Shemen? If Shemen represents Torah, what happens when you light a candle? You take something which is oil, which is purely physical. And what do you do when you light it? You transform that which is physical to a little bit of light. Light is something which is not classically defined as being physical. It's transformative. Light is something which is, in many ways, in between the physical and the abstract. A person could put their hands through it. You may get burned, but you could also go through it. It's something which is in between the physical and the spiritual. What lighting candles represents, in many ways, the avoda of lighting candles is a model for how a Jew is supposed to live their life. That I can have a physical base, a physical guf, but our job is to be able to elevate that which is in us to become higher, to become more spiritual. So just like a candle, is taking something which is physical at its core, it's oil, but it's trying to elevate it to be something which is purer, which is holier, which is more ruchnius-based. It represents chachma. So too is that man's job. The same way that a menorah transforms that which is physical and makes it more spiritual, so is the job of the nefesh of a person. It's shutfa degufa. Is to take that which is physical in us and to make it more spiritual. What is the way that you take physical and you make it more spiritual? So in a menorah, you light it. But what do you do with a person? With a person, the answer is harot shayach kim yadrim. That has to do with Torah. Torah is how a person elevates from the physical to the spiritual. That's why it is, or is the ultimate good. Why is it the ultimate good? because it's a model for and taps into what our ultimate mission in this world is actually all about, which is to be physical people that are able to elevate our physical existence. Or is the process of taking physical and tapping into something that is more holy, more ruchnius based. Nefesh, the Pasuk said in Mishlei again, gam belo das nefesh lo tov. But if there is das, if there is Torah, so then nefesh becomes tov. Nefesh and atbash is tov. It has the ability to make it holier and to make it better. Why is this the miracle of Chanukah? What does that have to do with Chanukah? So what was Yavan all about? Yavan at its core was all about celebrating the physical. Yavan at its core was all about celebrating the guf. That's why, what did Yavan do in the Beis HaMikdash? They were timu es kol hashmanim. They had made all of the oil tamei. Because if oil and the menorah represent the chachma of Torah and elevating the physical, so what Yavan attacked was timu kol hashmanim. They took all of the oil and they made it tamei. Because for them, that gap is important. The physical is the physical. The external beauty is what matters. That's what's all important. So the miracle of Chanukah and the way that we celebrate Chanukah had to be centered, even though there was a military victory, the spiritual battle that was taking place was a battle around the power of light, of menorah, of or, of taking that which is physical, of the nefesh of a person, the ner, psila, and shemen, the nefesh of that which is so important in Chanukah, because it's about that which elevates the guf, shutfa de gufa, and the Zohar, the lowest part of the spiritual being that we are, and elevating that in that particular way. Or is the manner in which we elevate, or is the manner in which we're able to uplift. So the way we celebrate is that we are connected to a menorah, meaning on some level, the process a menorah goes through is the process, ideally, that we are also supposed to go through. A process of a ner, psila, and shemen, a nefesh, that takes that which is physical and transforms it and elevates. As Chazal say in Parashas Baal Loscha, today the ner should be lit and shall have, should be ola me'eleha. It should go up on its own. It should be elevated a little bit. And that is the avoda of it. That's why, what's the process of getting a menorah ready called? Hatavas Haneros. Because it's about facilitating what is the ultimate good, which is light, but more than just light, what it represents. The capacity to take that which is physical and to uplift it into that which is spiritual. So Or is connected to Tov. Tov is connected to Nefesh. They're all connected to Torah. They're all interconnected. Because in many ways, the physical properties of candles are emblematic of what a person is. And if the nefesh is not used well, lo tov. I have this ability I'm not tapping into. I become disconnected and purely physical. If I use the message of ner well, with das, the nefesh is tov. With das, the nefesh is good. And if it's good, I'm able to unite it. If it's good, I'm able to elevate that which is physical and be able to make it to purely spiritual. We are like a candle, ner, psila, and shemen. This is a broader theme in general. I'll speak very, very briefly about elements of the Beis HaMikdash. Many of us are aware of it in its most famous context, the Ramban al Torah, about karbanos, that when a person offers a karban, the Ramban writes, unlike Ramban Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban writes, when a person offers a karban, what's the power of a karban? I have to think about the fact that when I sinned, really it should be me on the Mizbeach, instead it's something else, that instead it's the animal taking my place. That in many ways, some of the avodas that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just the inherent value of what they are, but they're emblematic of a process that man goes through. Just as a karban is what should happen to me on some level, the Ramban writes, so too a menorah, when I light a menorah, is what should happen to me. But should happen to me, which is a hatava of getting ready through the koach of Torah, take the physical part and elevate it to greater spirituality, which is part of the celebration of Chanukah, and the way we celebrate it, the way that we do, in order to be able to embrace, I think, in a very real and very powerful way, the Koach of Torah.